You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner now joins us from Kansas City, Kansas, and World Weather Incorporated to take a look at the weather forecast. I'd like to start in the Canadian prairies and then work our way eastward across the planet. They have had, or did at least have, some problems early on with dry conditions there. Have they been resolved?
No. There's still a very large part of Saskatchewan and southeastern Alberta that are still hurting for moisture. This is mostly central through southwest and south central Saskatchewan and southeastern Alberta, and actually goes down into Montana. And all of that area is still really quite dry. They keep getting some showers of very limited significance, but we're not doing anything to really support the crops. And a lot of folks are reporting some pretty dismal yields coming up out of some of that area. Now, further to the west and further to the east in the prairie is not too bad. And the only other area up that way that's hurting for moisture is the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. Some of Washington, Oregon, Idaho are really getting baked in the heat here recently. Temperatures in the 90s to over 100 degrees occurring frequently without any real meaningful rain.
Take up the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska for me.
Yeah, those areas a little better mix. When you start in northwestern parts of North Dakota, you run into a little bit of that dryness that I just mentioned, but you get into the eastern portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota, it gets a little bit better. There's some spots in South Dakota that are a little dry too, but nothing too critical. We just had some good rainfall across parts of Nebraska and parts of Minnesota and Iowa. You keep going southeastward, and it gets a little dry again. Parts of Missouri and Kansas, western Illinois, southwestern Iowa, those areas are really hurting for moisture. They've been pretty stressed. We've had very short top and subsoil moisture in parts of Missouri here recently. The crops are really pushing it right now, and it doesn't look real promising for a lot of rain there for a while.
And then in Iowa, Indiana, Ohio.
Yeah, for those areas, we also ran a little bit dry here in the last couple of weeks, Michigan in particular. Indiana and Ohio, though, really started seeing a decline in moisture here over the past week, but it is going to rain in the coming week, and I think we're going to see some temporary improvement there. It's not going to be a fix-all. We're not going to do much to fix the dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt. The next time we heat up, which will probably be in August, we'll probably see a lot of stress out there in the fields, and probably soybeans may be more of a concern than some of that corn.
And then turn your attention to the western part of Europe. I know I saw a release about the German barley crop being in not great condition.
Yeah, Germany, parts of Netherlands, the United Kingdom, portions of northern France, even the southwest part of Scandinavia, all that region there, the North Sea region, has really done poorly with rainfall recently, and they're going to see very poor rain continue for another week. I think there's a chance we'll see some improving conditions as we go into the latter days of July, but a big soaking seems a little doubtful right now. And what's interesting is while they've been drying out, some of the neighboring areas to the east in Poland and parts of Belarus and Ukraine, even far western Russia, they're in the midst of a rather rainy weather pattern right now, and there's some concern about their winter wheat harvest and maybe some grain quality declines coming up if they can't get a decent amount of dry weather fairly soon.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason. This has been the Closing Market Report.